Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the Trauma 5 Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson. I'm on the fly, man. Hey, listen. In today's episode, man, I want to talk about how it feels to be black in America. Now, listen. I want to say something before I get started. These are just my opinions based off what I've been through, based off how I felt, based off what I've seen and been around. I am not speaking for every single black, African-American, mixed, whatever you want to call yourself. I am not speaking for everybody that identifies as black. I'm speaking from my perspective and how I feel. And what I assume, in my opinion, what I think may be the case for a lot more other people. Now, I'm going to just get straight into this, man. Let's just start from grade school. I remember being a kid in grade school. Now, I went to school with everybody. I went to school with black, white, Chinese, Filipino, Mexican, Irish, redhead, little kids. I went to school with everybody. I went to school in the 90s. The 90s up to I graduated and supposed to graduate in 08, but because I failed a grade back in elementary school, they thought I was like dyslexic or they thought something was wrong with me, but really I was just really quiet. So I graduated 09, supposed to graduate 08, but I didn't, whatever. But growing up as a black kid in America, and I'm gonna try to keep this streamlined as much as possible. I'll tell you my first encounter with racism. I don't know if I should start from going to the store or the day that my mother was walking me. I was holding her hand, and we were walking down this strip mall by Food Lion here in Newport News, Virginia. And this white lady with a pinstripe professional suit on and shades opened the door and smacked me in the face with the door. And she literally just looked at me, didn't say sorry, didn't say, oh my God, none of that, and just walked off. My mom didn't say nothing to her because she was too busy, seeing if I was okay. Like, hey, you okay? You all right? My mother never said anything to the lady. Now, that could have just been a coincidence. Happened to be a white lady. I don't know. But I've been followed around stores before. People say racist jokes to me as a kid growing up. And I didn't really understand it. I was kind of confused, like, are they making fun of me? Are they making fun of my hair? Or what are they? I didn't 100% understand. I didn't understand it at first until I got to about middle schoolish, high school, when Google kind of, first it was Ask Jeeves. I said, anywho. It was Ask Jeeves, right? And I used to Google, because I learned about history in school, right? And then when they got to the part about slavery, it was like, wait a minute. Our history in this country starts with slavery? And I started feeling kind of weird, like, certain things that I would go through, like the lady hitting me in the face with the door, being followed around the store, the little white kids making racist jokes and saying coon and asking why can I get a comb through my shit and my hair, and can you get a comb through that? And big nose, big lips, and all this other shit they used to make fun of me about. And it wasn't just the white kids, it was the black kids too though. So I'm reading these history books, man, as a youngster, and I'm seeing all this triumphant stories about how, you know, Christopher Columbus came over here and discovered the land, and how, you know, the white people got to work and da 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 da. But then when they get to a history about me, my history in this country, it's sad as fuck. We weren't, like, our history starts with slavery and sadness, and we don't got that glory story of salvation. You know, even with Malcolm X, he was killed. Dr. King, he was killed. So it's like, we don't have that heroic story in America. And if you white and you're listening to this, let me just help you understand something. Most black people don't got anything against white people. They have something against the way the system is configured. They have something against systemic racism. It's that weird thing. Like, for example, if Becky has the same criteria as Lakeisha, they're probably going to pick Becky because they're more familiar with the Becky. They can understand a Becky. They can't understand a Letitia. They don't understand her vibe or how she's going to be. Even if she comes in there looking professional as hell, she's black and her name's Lakeisha. So they're kind of just like, it's almost like a tribalism. Well, you know, let's just go with Becky because, you know, Becky, you know, it's easy to say. You ain't got to worry about the whole confirmative action. And I'm not saying that that happens every single place. I'm not saying that. But it has happened enough for everybody to kind of know what I'm talking about. And we shouldn't. But it happens. And again, racism and tribalism, it's tight. It's like right there. You know what I mean? People go for what they know. But sometimes black people, we take it like, really? But then it's like, oh, maybe they just fucking whatever. But us being so hurt from all the shit that we've been through, not just us, but the people that was before us. And you got to understand something, white folks. Listen. You got to understand the stories that were passed down to us from our parents and our grandparents. You got to understand, like, we've sat and listened to a lot of these stories our whole lives. So just like racist people may have a preconceived notion about blacks, blacks have a preconceived notion about whites. But the only difference is ours is based off our history in this country. Prejudiced racist people is simply based off their belief system, what they were taught. So our preconceived notions about the world is factual. But if you're a racist, your preconceived notions about blacks is based off what your racist ass grandpappy probably taught you. And not all white people are racist. I'm not saying that at all. I kick it with black, white, whatever. But I'm just telling you from my perspective as a black person. It's like the stories that we were told, they're true. All you gotta do is Google it. All you gotta do is look in a history book. All you gotta do is do some research and you'll see that that pain is something that's so embedded in our souls. It's we carry it with us. We carry it with us. And it's just one of those things, man, where it's like, as a kid, I used to wish I was white sometimes. And then let me tell you why I used to wish I was white. Because sometimes we would go to the suburbs, right, to visit a friend or, you know, just go shopping or an event. And I would go to these white neighborhoods. And as a youngster, I did not understand. Like, they could jog, they can walk their dogs. Everybody was, it was peaceful. Won't nobody hanging on the corners, won't no shootouts. Won't nobody asking you where you from, who you with. It was just a bunch of white people kind of staring at us like, what the fuck are they doing out here? Then I go back to my neighborhood. And I ask myself as a youngster, I know I understand more now as an adult. I'm speaking from when I was a youngster. I used to go home and I used to wonder, like, damn, I just didn't understand, like, why we living like this and they living like that? Why we can't live like that? Like, what happened? Is my parents, like, is it because they didn't go to college? Is it because they don't have enough money? Or is it because they just didn't receive the information that they received? Or is it because when America was first built, it was built for the success of those that were in power? Those that were in power, children are going to be in power. And those that aren't in power, their kids aren't going to be in power. So it's one of those things where it's like, I don't sit back and blame anybody. It is what it is. Anybody listening to this podcast right now, you didn't ask to be the color you are. You didn't wish, say, God, make me this color. You didn't ask, you just came here. And, you know, it saddens me to know that shit is the way it is because of all the people that lived and walked this earth before us. But I really used to wish that when I was a kid, man. I used to be like, damn, I wish I was white, man. Look at them houses they live in. Ain't nobody fucking with them. Ain't nobody. Police, man, listen. We need police officers first and foremost, because if we didn't have them, it'd be fucking wild, wild west out here. But y'all don't understand, man. If you didn't live in the hood, you don't understand that these motherfuckers, man, would come to these neighborhoods with this, again, this preconceived notion that everybody's a monster, everybody's an animal, everybody's a thug, and they would treat us fucked up. But of course, white people don't got that perception. Not all white people. Some white people been done bad by the police. But it's like, I get why white people like Donald Trump. I get why they back the police. And I'm for the police. I'm for the good police. I'm for the ones that aren't narcissistic and self-centered. I'm for the ones that aren't power tripping and thinking that just because they have that badge on, everybody should bow down to them and kiss their ass. I'm not for those ones. I'm for the ones that understand this is a very tough job and I need to be able to maneuver and act accordingly and treat everybody, not human beings. Not just treat who I want to treat like human beings based off my perception and my tribalistic way of seeing things. You know, I know we need them. We definitely need them. Because if we didn't have them, there'd be a lot more dead people. And they do a lot of good. But the ones that do good, they don't get the recognition they deserve. But the ones that do bad, being a police officer, man, I'm going off topic here a little bit, but being a police officer, man, is one of those things where one bad apple spoils the bunch. That is a very, very sensitive job. And you have to understand, if you give human beings power, that much power, some of them are going to let that shit go to their head. Because a lot of those guys, it's their first job. They're not well cultured. They don't know every culture. They look at shit on TV and they get out there on the road and they get around certain people and they get nervous, they get scared, and all this other shit. But based off the history of this country, the only motherfuckers we should be scared of is them white folk. But it ain't like that no more. But based off the history in this country, we the ones should be scared of them. But some kind of way, these motherfuckers pulled a rabbit out their hat and hit us with the magic trick. Now we the bad guys. Okay, I'll wear it, whatever. And again, I'm not saying everybody feels that way. But I'm just saying, man, sometimes being black in this country, man, you don't know how to feel. You don't know how to move because you worry that if you take the wrong step in the white man neighborhood or in your neighborhood, either your ass is gonna get shot. And it's like, I would never be a delivery driver with this skin color. I'm too damn scared. Because I feel like, man, people, I see these videos, man, on YouTube and Facebook of people getting chased down in delivery trucks. getting robbed by their own people, or if they go to the white neighborhoods, the white man feel like, no, this is my street. I pay taxes. I pay taxes too. Every black person that's working pays taxes. You are not special. You don't own America. We all own it because we all pay for it, you dumbass. And it's just like, I don't get the narcissism, man. Like, I could live next door to anybody. Anybody can be an asshole. Anybody can be a jerk. Anybody could be a good person. Anybody could be a hero. Anybody could be a great person if they do that. I think that we really need like a revamp in this country. Like, we really need to restructure some things. Like, I'm on this police subject again. Well, let me just say this. I believe that in the United States of America, the only way you should be allowed to be a police officer is if you have at least an associate's degree in sociology, not psychology, sociology, the study of interactions between human beings. You know what I mean? Like, you need at least that, and you need to get a lie detector test and a psych evaluation monthly. Drug tests, lie detector tests, and psych evaluation every month. Because a lot of these guys on the road, man, they got PTSD. They done been shot at. I'm not saying police ain't been through shit. They have. They got PTSD. They done been shot at. They done been in a situation where they lost the officer. They need that whole death shit. That ain't no. They need to be checked to see if they're able to perform their job. It needs to be public record because they're public servants. Okay? That way you can weed out the fuck shit. Excuse my language. Because there's a lot of fuck shit that goes on at any job. So to think that the police academy or the police department is out the question, oh, nothing happens, bullshit. We all know for a fact that throughout this country and throughout history, there has been corruption. Corruption wouldn't even be a word if people weren't corrupt. It's corruption everywhere, man. This shit them turned into talking about the police. But I'm just venting, man. I'm on the fly. And I'm just venting, man, because, like, it's tough being black, man. You know, I remember there was this elderly white lady, and she used to do these studies. You've probably seen it on Facebook or YouTube. They asked the white kids, would you switch with being a black person? No one raised their hand. Then I believe she asked, well, how many of y'all would switch places with these white kids to get out your situation? Damn near everybody raised their hand. Hell yeah, I would switch with a white person to get their way of life. Not skin color, but their way of how they can do things. And I'm not saying cops don't shoot white people. They do. They do. But you got to think about the percentage. 13.4% are African American in this country. And how many percentage is white? So you got to do the percentage versus. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't want y'all to feel like I'm coming at white people or I got something against white people. I don't. It's just the things that I've seen and been through, it's like, it's not fair. It's like, damn. You know, I know no one can help the skin color that they were born into. I know that. But I do believe that if we set some of our self-centered, narcissistic, prejudiced ways to the side and just try to see each other as human, and just say, hey, man, we all gonna be in a fucking grave one day. Let's try to make this place a better place for our kids so everybody can eat. And I still want my Africa town. I still want my Africa town. I still want Native town. If we got a motherfucking Chinatown, I want a motherfucking Africa town. We ain't gonna get no reparations. College is not free for black folk. But if you Native American, you can go to school for free, and I'm not hating on y'all. Shout out to the Native Americans, man. That's good. But if they start letting black people go to college for free, it will fuck the system up. Motherfuckers will go bankrupt. That's why they're not gonna do it. We can't build no fucking Africa town because there's too much fucking trauma in the black community for us to see each other the right way. It's too much pain in the black community. It starts with healing first. We can't have shit until we start healing, myself included. Ain't gonna never be no motherfucking African town unless we start healing and start being able to trust one another. See, they started pinning us against each other back in the day. Light skinned one in the big house, black one out in the field. This one get more water than this one, cause this one work harder. And then it's like that shit is in our soul, man. That shit is in our, it's in our veins, it's in our blood. That shit is fucked us up. Excuse my language, but it fucked us up. That's why you see the shit you see. That's why you see the shit you see, man. And it's hard sometimes being a black person in America because you don't know what room you're okay in. You stand in this room. Am I okay in this room? Like, am I good? Am I all right? I go try to stand in this room. You know, it's like, it's so awkward being black. It's like, damn, what do I need to do? What do I gotta do to get over this hump? You gotta understand something. Most of us grew up in poverty, in these ghettos, the hood, whatever you wanna call it. So first we gotta get over that hump. That's a hell of a hump to get over. Then we gotta get over the hump in the corporate world. We gotta shred who we are and rebuild ourselves to be accepted in that world. You cannot be who you are in that world. You gotta be it's almost like you gotta be fake to survive. To get through, you gotta put on this damn smile, and then when you go home, you'd be wore the fuck out. Not to say that doesn't happen to white people, but I'm speaking on being black. And I can't sit up here and say I know the struggles of being white. I don't know the struggles of being white. I know the struggles of being black. You know, if I'm tripping, tell me I'm tripping. Like, how do y'all feel? Again, I'm all over the place, man, but it's just certain things that you go through. And it's like, being black, there's so many racial slurs for us. And the racial slur that we use against ourselves. You know? And then it's like, you're a walking stigma. Your hair is, how the fuck is my hair a stigma? How the fuck is me wearing a fro a stigma? How the fuck is having dreads a stigma? But Shane with the long locks, that's okay. He can have long hair, but if I dread mine's up, what the fuck? It's just weird, man. It's like our culture. It's like people don't want us to celebrate our culture. Like when Black Panther came out, why was there so much stigma around a black African movie? I don't fucking get it. You got all these white superheroes, which I love Captain America, I love Wolverine, I love Superman, I love all those guys. Always have. But even as a kid, when I used to sit back and watch Saturday morning cartoons in the 90s, early 2000s, I used to just kind of be like, damn, why ain't no black superheroes? It's just something that crossed my mind as a kid. Now, I wasn't out there protesting. Hell no, I'm not. Nah. You know, I love my little shows, you know, Dragon Ball Z, they're not black, you know, whatever. I didn't even have a problem with Mr. Popo being jet black with them fat ass lips, because I just thought that's how he looked. I just thought that's how they made him look. I didn't really think nothing of it. But at the same time, always in the back of my mind, I always thought like, damn, when are we ever going to get like a black superhero? We had Static Shock. He was only on for like a season. They got rid of him. I guess the viewership wasn't as high. Then we had Blade, but Blade was a vampire sucking anti-hero who didn't know his daddy. Kids couldn't watch that shit. You know, then we had Hancock. He was a drunk. And the only way he found himself was when the white lady with the blue eyes and blonde hair showed up. And then he ended up damn near killing herself to keep her alive. Again, nothing against a white lady, but I'm just telling you what I see. And then, you know, we got Falcon. And he finally stepping up a little bit. And it's like, we had Black Panther. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. And that shit hurt me when he died because he was such a charismatic person. And he represented us in a light that we don't get too often. You know, Denzel, Will Smith, The Rock. You know, we're going to talk about Will Smith in another episode. But yeah, man, I just felt like, damn. Why are we such a stigma? And we the ones that got fucked over. We ain't asked to be here. We ain't asked to get our ass beat. Yes, there were slaves in Africa. Yes, they sold them to the Americans. But not all of them. A lot of them were captured. A lot of them were captured and ran down and stolen. And that's fact. And they put them on them slave ships and they brought them here. Now, there's nothing we can do about it now but move forward. But it's like, I just feel like some things were never addressed properly. And I think that in America, they never will be addressed properly. Because there's this sick, again, narcissistic, tribalistic way that people just don't want to see the truth about themselves. And it's scary. It's scary facing the truth about yourselves. And I get it. White people don't want to look at grandpa and granddaddy as the bad guy. My great-great-grandparents were evil. They cannot live with that. No way. Hell no. We're Americans. God damn it. Stick the flag in the ground and woo-hoo. Like, they not going to fucking sit back and be like, yeah, you know what? Grandma and grandpa, great-grandpa and great-grandpa, yeah, they were pieces of shit. But to be fair, Harriet Tubman wouldn't have been shit if it weren't for them good white folks creating the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad was created by good white people that said, hey, we're going to help y'all get out of there. So there's always been people, even back in the day, that thought that this shit was wrong. But again, like Charleston White said, the culture at the time, you better not say shit. You better not say a damn thing. You better rock out with this shit. So I'm just saying, man, it's like, it's tough sometimes, man, when you wake up and every time you cut the news on, you know, you got these little niggas that got ops. Come on, man. You in West Virginia, you in Colorado, and now everybody want to have ops now. Lil Durk got everybody want to have ops. That's their favorite fucking word. Stupid shit. Stupid ass shit. Motherfucker, get a job. Get online and make you some money. Oh, I forgot. The only way to make money online is by being negative or going viral by doing some stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? I shoot somebody on live right now, I'm going viral. But if I sit up here and preach peace and just tell my inner thoughts and speak how I feel and talk about my journey. Like Charlemagne said, no one cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. People will run with a lie. They will run with a lie because it's entertaining. And I just feel like, you know, in the corporate world, man, things are changing, but I just feel like America is just corporations. Corporations run this shit. Whatever the big corporations say, that's what happens. It ain't about what Biden punk ass say. That's another thing. I want to talk about something. I'm really on here venting today. I don't like Donald Trump, first and foremost. I don't like Biden either. Now let me tell you why I don't like Biden. And the motherfucker won't get my vote if he rerun. How the hell you, as a white man, gonna look me in my face on the camera? You looked at all of us and said, if you don't vote for me, you not black. How the fuck did we let that white boy get away with that? How we let him get away with that? How the hell did he look us dead in our face and tell us that? And he ain't did shit he said he was gonna do. I just think everybody that's a politician is full of shit, Republicans, Democrats. I feel like everybody just is so infatuated with the thought of having power, the thought of running something, that they don't really give a fuck about us. How? How can you really sit there and say that these people give a fuck about us? It's too many people for you. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care about everybody. I don't care about everybody. I mean, I'm human. If I see somebody on the side of the road having a seizure, if the traffic ain't too thick, I'll stop. And but then again, I'm like, should I stop? Especially if it's a white person. I don't want them to think that I did something to the motherfucker. So that's why sometimes people just keep going. But like, yeah, I care. You know, if I see, if there's a house on fire and there's kids crying, it's going to be hard for me not to run in there and save them, no matter what color they are. But, you know, it's just, I don't give a fuck about everybody. So you going to sit up here and tell me that these presidents care about everybody in this country and everybody? Nah, man, hell nah, that's bullshit. They don't care about everybody's needs and wants, and they don't give a fuck about it. At all. Like, at all. I don't know, man. It's frustrating sometimes. Because it's just, I just hate the fact that I'm a walking stigma. I hate the fact that Fox and CNN News love to say another black man gunned down, unarmed black man, because all it does is it creates content for these YouTubers to just get up there and just argue about our struggle. People that have never lived in the hood, people that have never dealt with the trauma that we've dealt with, people that don't know anything about having the skin color and the treatment that comes with it. See, they think that we get treated like them. In some sense, we do. In some sense, we do. But, you know, again, things are getting better. But back in the early 2000s and the 90s, shit. I ain't lying to you. I went through some racist shit before. From whites and from fucking blacks. People thinking that I'm stealing. I'm like, bro, every time I come in this store, I buy something. Now you're gonna ask me, what was I doing? Like, it's just crazy, man. I mean, I done been stopped by police as a 14-year-old kid. They follow me from my grandma house to my boy Tank house. They asking me, what you doing out here? And you fit the description. I'm 14 years old. Fit the description of what? Never told me that. Never told me what I fit the description of. We're looking for someone. Who are you looking for? Never told me that. So I'm just like, man. It's crazy, man. It's just sad that I'm a walking stigma, or not a statistic, but sometimes I feel like it, man. It's like, damn, like, I ask myself sometimes, like, why, I don't know, like, why us? Like, why us? We're not dumb. We're not stupid. We have the ability to be geniuses, and we're bright, smart, good, loving, laughing people. I've been around black people my whole life. A lot of us are good fucking people. Some of us have a lot of trauma. Most of us have a lot of trauma. Most of us have a lot of trauma, man, because it's just, it's deep. Like, and I don't understand why it's so hard for other groups to understand that shit. Like, open up a fucking history book, dude. This shit just doesn't go away with the flip of a coin. What does? And this shit went on for like 300-400 years plus. Come on, man, we don't got no leader. Every leader we had got killed. And don't give me that shit about Oprah and Tyler Perry. They're making bread, they getting money, and they doing what they need to do for themselves and their dreams. Not to say that they haven't helped anybody. I'm pretty sure Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry have helped who knows how many people. And again, it's not solely their responsibility either to save us. What do white folks say? Oh, pull yourselves up by the bootstrap. You know, it's on us too now. It's on us to get our shit together too. The black community has a lot of fucking work. A lot of work, man. And I know I've been cursing, but I just had to get it off my chest. A lot of work needs to be done. But it doesn't help when you got outside motherfuckers fucking with you. Jealous of you. Can't have nothing. Look at LeBron. LeBron with a clean record, went to school, built the school for the kids. What did that white lady on Fox News say? Shut up and dribble. What? How are you going to tell this black man to shut up and dribble when he's trying to save these kids out of poverty? Poverty. How are you going to tell him to shut up and dribble? What? And but then you don't speak on the good shit he doing. You see, it's just, it's crazy, man. Didn't they spray paint nigger on his house that time? Good dude. Never ain't been locked up, ain't beat his wife ass, ain't said nothing about drugs or nothing. Just a basketball player trying to do good in his community. They can't even give him that. They can't even say, okay, LeBron, good job. A lot of people did. But it's those motherfuckers that's on the news that got a grab of the mind. Charleston White said, what is it? Those who control images controls minds. I believe that's what he said. Those who control the images controls minds. Basically, those who control the media control the mind. So whatever you're indulging in, that shit is going to influence you if you let it. There's some people that can sit and watch anything and it doesn't get in there. You know, not to toot my own horn, but I feel like I'm one of those people, because like I'm not one of those people that's gung-ho on anything. It's like I just feel like certain things should change, and they probably not. That's the sad truth. It's probably not, because there's too much money embedded. There's too much influence and money and power embedded in this shit. A lot of blood money, a lot of whatever money, you know? So it's all fucked up, man. And, you know, I don't think it's going to change until 200 years from now, man. But it's starting now, but this shit takes a long... Look how long it took for slavery to end. 400 plus years. And they hated on us. How you gonna hate on us when we was the ones in the field dropping dead? We was the one changing your baby's diaper. We was the footstool. We was the one doing the Mandingo fight. I don't get it. Why you hating on us? I don't get it. We don't want nothing from the white man but to be left alone and allowed to thrive. Now let's see. Go Google this. How about this? Look up how many towns besides Tulsa, Oklahoma, that been burnt down and they put rivers on top of that shit. Look it up. How many towns was burnt down just because they was jealous? Oh, you motherfuckers doing good? Oh, hell no. You niggas can't do better than us. Come on, man. They flew motherfucking planes over that Tulsa. They flew planes over that shit. And that shit ain't even in the fucking history books. Critical race theory. We don't want our precious children to feel bad about slavery. How the fuck you think we felt? We had to watch motherfuckers that look like us hang from trees. But you don't want your precious kid to know the truth. Nah, if you gonna tell the truth, tell it all. Tell all that shit. Don't just tell the shit you want to tell to make yourself look good. Tell it all. Tell about how manifest destiny is actually genocide of the natives of this country. Talk about that. That push west, that was genocide. All for the sake of what the Europeans wanted this place to be. Their dream, their destiny. Imagine that. They felt like it was their destiny to wipe motherfuckers out and start new. Now, what if we felt like that now? What if we felt like that now? Like the shit Putin doing, they should really go in there and jump on Putin's ass and take him out. Because you got Russians that don't even fuck with what he doing. How you got people in your country that's like, dude, what are you doing? Even some of the Russian soldiers was like, shit, we ain't know. What the fuck? We just thought we was coming over. Like, come on, man. It's kids over there, man. It's kids over there, man, and y'all dropping bombs? For what? Because you want it. Big ass Russia. Russia big as fuck. And y'all want that little ass country the size of Texas. You some goofies. Putin a fucking goofy. That's what the fuck he is. He's a goofy. If anybody over here fuck with Putin, nigga, you should drown yourself. Drown yourself, man. Them kids, man, you over there dropping bombs on kids? See, I'm all over the place, man. I just wanted to get on here, man, and vent and talk about how I felt as a black person, man. Like, certain things that I've been through, I left some shit out because, motherfuckers is sensitive on the internet. Sensitive-ass motherfuckers, you know. I don't know, man. Listen, let me get up out of here, man. I got to bounce. I vented for the day. It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. This is the Traumafire Podcast, man. I'll talk to y'all.